Matt Flynn Direct is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Devil Radio. Enjoy.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that.
Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you in Madison on Devil Radio 92.7 FM, WTTN 1580 AM, and in Waukesha on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. I'm going back to Ukraine. Reports are coming out that some Russian soldiers have switched sides. So remember something. Ukraine has 44 million people. There are about 11 million Russians who have relatives in Ukraine. I mean, it wouldn't be all that dissimilar. Do you have relatives in Illinois? I do. Do you have relatives in Canada? I do. These were friendly countries up until recently, up until Putin. So how would you like to be a soldier and not in our American army, but in an army where the generals and the civilian leaders steal the money that's supposed to go to the military? They're not giving some of these soldiers enough food. They're giving them field rations that are 20 years old, that are molded. They're supposed to eat them. They don't care about them. They are leaving bodies and not recovering them. The Ukrainians are saying, what are we supposed to do with them? They're just lying there. Zelensky, the president, said that they treat their soldiers worse than they treat a cat or a dog. They don't even bury them. And there was one statement by one of the businessmen in Russia that said, basically, we're all waiting for Putin to die. Quote, unquote, we're waiting for Putin to die. But why are they waiting for Putin to die? He's just one man. He's about 70 years old. He may not die for another 15, 20 years. And right now, he passed a crooked law that says he can stay in power till the year 2036. 14 more years. 14 more years. What is going to happen? This is not a normal state, certainly not a liberal democracy. You know, in the Nixon era, Nixon was forced out of office and resigned before he was going to be impeached. Gerald Ford lost the election to Jimmy Carter. Jimmy Carter lost it to Ronald Reagan. George H.W. Bush lost it to Bill Clinton, and so on and so forth. Trump lost it to Biden. None of those former presidents were killed. None of them were murdered. None of them were thrown in jail. And that is the difference. What Putin is worried about is being killed, because in every instance where Russia has been humiliated militarily, it's resulted in a regime change. The Russo-Japanese War of 1905 was really the start of the Russian Revolution, 12 years early. Then First World War, Russian Revolution, the Romanovs, the Tsar and the Tsarina and their six kids were all murdered. When Stalin took over, he entered into a treaty with Hitler. I don't know if you know that. It's a Nazi nation, just like the German nation was at the time. The reward was to get a big part of Poland. And if Hitler had not launched Operation Barbarossa to stab Stalin and go after him, Stalin would have been the loser of World War II. And when that had happened, he would have been killed. As it was, Hitler invaded Russia. Suddenly Stalin was the victim. Help me, help me. I'm a good guy. Help me, help me. No, he wasn't good. He was evil. Killed about 20 million people. He's the guy that coined the phrase, quote, doesn't matter who the people vote for. What matters is who counts the vote, end quote. So he managed to live to die a natural death. But one of his principal political opponents was a guy named Trotsky. You may have heard of Trotsky. Stalin was afraid of him. Trotsky fled the country, went to Mexico City, pretended to be a Mexican. Was walking, went down the street one day in Mexico City in about 1947 or so. Guy comes up behind him and buries a hatchet in the back of his head. This is the way these guys operate. Wake up. On the right and the left, wake up. You know, Putin poisoned a guy with polonium in London. He killed the guy in Berlin. In the old days, it wasn't even subtle. True story, in Bulgaria, when it was under communist rule, Russian rule, guy sitting on a bus, guy sits down next to him. And this is right out of a James Bond movie. Hits a button on an umbrella, and a metal tip comes out, and he jabs the guy in the calf. Runs off the bus. Of course, it turns out to be poison, and he dies. Russia, this is a slave state now. For about 10 years, it had tried to get out of that, and now it's back into it. So they can't just wait for Putin to die. They've got to help Putin die. Because Putin knows that it's suicide to step down from power in Russia when you've launched this kind of a war. It's suicide. The sociopaths and psychopaths around him who want part of his action will bat their eyes and say, oh, you know, we'll get you a nice place in the Crimea somewhere and you can retire. He wouldn't have 30 days to live. He knows it. The last picture I saw that they released from the Kremlin, and I think they're unwise, they're stupid to do this. It used to be he would be at a table and guys would be 50 feet away. Well, the last one I saw, he's in this giant ballroom behind a desk and they are in a corner on the other side. Looks like 100 feet away. And why is that? Because all it takes is somebody to clap him on the back and rub some polonium on him. Some of these poisons doesn't take much at all. My question is, not that anybody's listening over there, but who washes his clothes? Who irons them and returns them to him? Who prepares his food? Who serves it to him? Who makes up his room? Who can get close to him? The KGB were experts at using poisons, very toxic poisons that operate very fast, and they do not require an awful lot of them on you. Where is the spider hole that the animal is hiding in? The CIA knows. Maybe it's on the outskirts of Moscow somewhere. How easy would it be to smuggle a javelin or a lot of javelins? These are the anti-tank missile launchers that you hold on your shoulder into Russia. How close can you get to his spider hole? If you are one of his military, he keeps changing them regularly because he's afraid, exactly what I'm talking about. The truth is, how many more people in the Russian army are going to have to be killed and their bodies left lying around and others deserted before people in Russia do more than just protest? The oligarchs aren't going to rise up because he is the basis of their wealth, and if he goes down, many of them go down. There's no charismatic leader in Russia right now other than Alexei Navalny, who just got 9 years added to his prison term, who could take charge of Russia and turn it back into a democracy. And the elephant in the room we're not talking about is nuclear weapons. Where are they located? The CIA knows where they're located. Are the people who man them loyal to Putin? Would they launch if he said so? Just one guy. In the United States, they would not. Back when Richard Nixon was president, and it was clear he was going to be impeached and might have to resign, James Schlesinger, as Secretary of Defense, issued an order to the Joint Chiefs of Staff. This is 1973 and 4 time period. He said, if Richard Nixon, the president, issues an order to launch a nuclear weapon, do not obey it until you get my explicit approval. There's nothing in the Constitution that not only requires it, but permits it. But nevertheless, it was the right thing to do, because Nixon was going around the White House at night weeping, standing in front of pictures of former presidents like Andrew Jackson, saying, Andrew, counsel me, what should I do? Henry Kissinger came over. Nixon made him kneel down with him and pray. You have a president like that, it's a problem. You have a president like Putin, who's just a cold-blooded killer, a cold-blooded assassin, a sociopath, a genocidal, sadistic animal. Will they obey him? There was a time during the Cold War when the Russian computers malfunctioned and it looked like American missiles were coming at Russia. And the order was given to fire their missiles. But the guy that was in charge at the time looked at it and he said, you know, that doesn't look right. I don't believe it. And he called it right. But that was pretty close. Here right now, when Donald Trump was president, if he issued an order to launch a nuclear missile, or frankly, even if Biden did, there would have to be some countersigning on it by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the defense secretary be involved, even if it was a quick decision. With Biden, there's no problem. With Trump, there's a lot of problems. But with Putin, it is frankly time for somebody over there to take care of business. Going to a break. The lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God.